All right, so we are now going to move into a consular issues roundtable. Now that you know what to do and how to get your case to the consulate, we're going to talk about some of the recent developments and other consular issues. And we have a very, very distinguished panel here with lots of consular experience. And thank you both for being with us. Our moderator today is Mona Gupta. She's from Dallas, Texas. She has been practicing for close to 35 years, specializing in specifically in immigration. And she oversees her firm's family-based practice in naturalization. She's graduated from Southern Methodist University in Dallas, Texas. She also holds a bachelor's degree in mathematics from Southern Methodist University and a master's degree in management and administrative sciences from UT at Dallas. And she has been on our committee for many, many years, and we thank her for being here today. Next to her, we have Tiffany Durentz. She is the senior counsel and head of BAL's Washington, D.C. office. She is a member of BAL's government strategies team and sports and entertainment group. She joined BAL after nearly a decade with the U.S. Department of State in Bureau of Consular Affairs as a senior advisor to the chief legal advisor for immigration affairs. She served as deputy chief of the legal advisory opinions division within the visa office, placing her at the forefront of legal issues impacting all facets of consular operations at U.S. embassies and consulates. That's a lot. It's a lot of great experience. And next to her, we have Otto H. Van Mersen. He's a senior partner at Bay Immigration in Palo Alto, California, and his practice primarily focuses on representing multinational companies, employees, and foreign investors regarding U.S. immigration law. Prior to joining the firm, he was a diplomat with the U.S. Department of State, where over the course of his 27-year career, he went from adjudicating thousands of non-immigrant visas as vice counsel to overseeing consulate generals as consul general, in addition to overseas assignments in Mexico, Colombia, Iraq, Russia, and he served as deputy director for rule of law at the U.S. Embassy in Kabul, Afghanistan, counselor for economic and science affairs at the U.S. mission and to the U.N. office in Geneva, Switzerland. That was a nice assignment. And economic office affairs in Paris, France. Also a nice assignment. Among his assignments in Washington, D.C., he served as the director for NAFTA affairs for U.S. trade representatives within the executive office of the president. And he has received numerous awards for all of these wonderful years of experience. Thank you both so much for being with us.
Thank you, Michelle. All right, let us go on and start talking about developments that have taken place in 2024. Otto, if you'd like to start off with that.
All right, well, I'll start off by saying good morning, everyone. Nice to be with you. When I was in the State Department, I always like to refer to the top. So I think the most important trend that has happened in the consular field this year has been the announcement from the White House of trying to accelerate or facilitate certain kinds of visas. I do recognize that they made that announcement in conjunction with another announcement about increasing enforcement activities, but I want to focus instead on what they talked about in terms of making things easier for certain non-immigrants to obtain or to facilitate their travel to the U.S., and those are the non-immigrants that who have studied in the U.S. and have desires to continue their stay in the U.S. And so the specific action that the White House took, the Department of State took, in response to the White House action, was to amend their Foreign Affairs Manual. The Foreign Affairs Manual, for those who don't know, that's the State Department's equivalent of the CFRs, but State Department is special. They get to use their own regulations. And so the State Department did amend its Foreign Affairs Manual, and specifically, let me see if I can find the site, it was 9 FAM 305.4, which adds a new section that says that consular officers, when they're considering whether to grant a waiver to non-immigrants, they should consider the positive or negative effect of on U.S. public interest, But they also should consider cases where the applicant has graduated with a degree from an institution of higher education in the U.S. or has earned credentials to engage in skilled labor in the U.S. and is seeking to travel to the U.S. to commence or continue employment with a U.S. employer in a field related to the education that the applicant received while in the U.S.